The Ashland and Rusk County Sheriff's Department and the U.S. Attorney's Office in Madison are looking for possible links between two recently discovered marijuana plantations, one in the Flambeau State Forest, the other in the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest north of Park Falls. So far, only two people have been arrested and only one has been identified. 41-year-old Silvestre Sota Soto was arrested in connection with the 6,000 pot plants found in the Flambeau Forest. Meanwhile, state and federal officials this week destroyed thousands of plants found in the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. National Forest spokeswoman Suzanne Flory says she fears this won't be the last time pot growers are found in the National Forest.
It's something we feel won't be going away, something that we need people to be aware of, the public and our employees both. We have a lot of employees on the National Forest that spend a good majority of their work time in the field.
Loaded firearms were found at the campsite near one of the pot fields. Flory says these operations also pose a pollution threat. In a similar pot plantation found near Oconto last year, the growers had clear-cut several 1 to 2 acre plots and then used irrigation and chemical fertilizer to grow the marijuana.
Well, the Northwoods is pretty heavily wooded and thick, and so when you have these small clearings, they can be hard to detect unless you come across them on accident, which is what happened here with a hunter.
There has been speculation that these pot plantations are the work of Mexican drug cartels, but so far there's no solid evidence to support that theory. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.